the business news starts with the interest in the Fed's next move. Federal Reserve officials meet tomorrow and are expected to hold interest rates steady again. It'll be for the second meeting in a row that they'll do that, if they do it. To talk about why and what the Fed is likely to do later in the year, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Considering that there's going to be no news here, it's pretty closely followed no news.
Absolutely. This time around, the Fed is widely expected to hold interest rates steady at 5.25%, but there's a little bit of focus on what they're going to say at the end of the meeting, words that have become very important. With the economy relatively strong, inflation a little higher than the Fed would like, but lots of signs of trouble on the horizon, people are spending a lot of time speculating about what is the Fed going to do later this year, since there's not much suspense about what they're going to do this week.
I assume since interest rates affect the markets, that people are in effect betting money on whether interest rates will go up, stay steady, or do something else.
There's a huge market in betting on the Fed. It's one of the forms of betting that's legal even over the internet. At the moment, the markets see only a 12% chance. If you look at the Fed futures market, you can figure that out. A 12% chance that the Fed will move at all before year end. But there's lots of disagreement about where the Fed is going next. There's one camp that says the Fed is bound to cut interest rates next year because the economy's slowing. Goldman Sachs, for instance, thinks the economy will slow so much because of housing and everything that the Fed will cut rates by 1.25 percentage points. But another camp of economists think that falling gasoline prices is going to give the economy a little bit of a boost now, and that'll make the Fed worried about inflation and that they're not likely to cut. So it's a real disagreement.
You know, I realize that any investment is kind of a bet on interest rates, but can you actually just bet on interest rates?
Oh, yes, you can bet on interest rates. There's two ways to bet on interest rates. One is there is a futures market where people bet on what the federal funds interest rate, the key interest rate, is going to be 3, 6, 9 months out. That's one way. And secondly, anybody who buys a long-term bond, a 10-year bond, is effectively betting on what the Fed is going to do between now and then. So much money is spent on Wall Street, much is made and much is lost by people trying to discern what the Fed is going to do next, which is why every time someone from the Fed speaks, there's so much attention in the financial press and in the markets.
Okay, what are some Fed officials saying?
Well, the Fed officials seem to be taking a different emphasis than the people on the Wall Street. Wall Street seems very worried about the slowing economy and thinks the Fed is going to have to cut rates or at least sit tight for a while. But Fed officials are, in their speeches, are emphasizing that they're still a little worried about the inflation risk. They're a little more optimistic that the economy is going to do okay. And they're talking about how inflation is a little higher than their comfort zone. So there's a disconnect between what the markets seem to be thinking about what the Fed should be doing and what Fed officials are saying about the same subject.
Do you think that Fed officials themselves even know what they're going to do 6 months from now?
No, and that's one of the interesting points. There are times when the Fed does have a very clear path towards the future. This is not one of them. And what the new Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, is trying to say to the markets is, it depends. And he says, if you listen to me carefully, you will know on what it depends. And then you can look at the economy and you can come up with a good sense of what we're going to do. But it's a learning process, and the markets aren't willing to wait for the data to figure out what it depends on.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, good to talk with you.
Thank you.